This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to talk a bit more Dome this hour. Going to dig into some emails, some Biden versus Dome, Hurricane Milton stuff. There's an interesting Biden versus Harris or kind of versus Pelosi theory going on out there. There's lots to talk about still this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to get to this email. It's a little long, but it'll come back to Dome. It'll come back to communism, DEI, where we are as a country. There's a talk I think we can have about this. The guy says, Jesse, I'm sure you've noticed, but it seems like everyone is pushing the envelope of what they can get away with sometimes. Sometimes a little bit, but other times a whole lot. On the highway, especially at night, souped up rice rockets jockey for position at normal speeds and then bam, take off in a frenzy. At the local fast food joint, my order's wrong at least 30% of the time, if not more. My business partner's daughter, a nurse, is given a quarterly bonus just for showing up on time. My stepson skipped more than 30 days of his high school senior year, more than doubling the state's maximum number of unexcused absences, and yet they graduated him nonetheless. Car repairs, it took 1 or 2 days, now a week. So he goes on to describe things. He said, everything has just gotten a little bit crappier. Okay. It's a long email. It's something that I know from your emails you have felt, and I have felt it. And when I started to feel it, I would say 3-4 years ago, but it might be longer. I don't want to put a date on that stuff. 10 years ago, who knows? When I started to feel it, I'll be honest, I at first dismissed this as me getting older and grumpier. That's standard old guy stuff, and I'm a naturally horrible person anyway. You get older, you get grumpier, you find yourself saying things like, kids these days, and I just assumed that's what was happening with me. So this isn't actually getting worse. Air travel isn't getting worse. Food quality isn't getting worse. This isn't getting worse. I'm just getting older and grouchier. But then the more I stepped back, the more I looked into it, the more I realized that's not really the case. Things are getting crappier. At the same time, they're getting scarcer, less efficient, more expensive. Things around us feel like they're rotting, don't they? You feel it. You see it. I feel it. I see it. So let's discuss that on a bigger level, because this will come back to Kamala Harris. In fact, it'll come back to a lot of things today. You see, we talked last night about the path. Remember I did a discussion about a stable home versus an unstable home. And if you have a stable home, mother, father at home, loving mother, father, you will statistically, no guarantees, statistically, you will be set up for a stable life. Your home in the future as you grow up and you become an adult will probably be stable. You'll probably have a stable house, stable job, stable marriage. Your life will be stable and solid in large part because you were put on the path to stability, started at home. And on the other side of that, if your home's a disaster, and maybe that was your home, because you don't have that path you were put on, because you don't have that anchor at home, that example at home, you are going to be more susceptible to blowing with the winds. Maybe it will work out for you. Hopefully it will. Statistically, you are at an extreme disadvantage if your home wasn't stable. Statistically, we're just talking numbers-wise. Statistically, you've got a tough row to hoe, right? So let's discuss that path and how can someone like Kamala Harris rise clear to the top? She's the Vice President of the United States of America. We do forget that the president himself is a cadaver. If I told you tomorrow morning you'd wake up and Joe Biden had had some, I don't know, God forbid, some fatal heart attack or stroke, not rooting for that, and he was gone, you wouldn't be even a little bit surprised. You've seen him in action. Kamala Harris is almost the president of the United States of America. What's that saying? One heartbeat away. How is it humanly freaking possible this human being is a heartbeat from the Oval Office?
Was it a mistake to loosen the immigration policies as much as you did?
It's a long-standing problem. And solutions are at hand. And from day one, literally, we have been offering solutions.
What I was asking was it a mistake to kind of allow that flood to happen in the first place?
I think the policies that we have been proposing are about fixing a problem, not promoting a problem. Okay.
But the numbers did quadruple.
What does that even mean?
And the numbers today, because of what we have done, we have cut the flow of illegal immigration by half.
Should you have done that?
We have cut the flow of fentanyl by half. But we need Congress to be able to act to actually fix the problem.
Okay. So let's, speaking of paths, speaking of Kamala Harris, speaking of the rot we see and feel around us, let's talk about a path. The path of least resistance. This is a path we all have followed at one point or another in our lives. You have followed it. I have followed it. We still do this regularly. Look, I'm going to confess something to you right now. I try to be always open and honest with you. On Sunday, I did it. On Sunday, I skipped church. You know why? Oh, it was the easiest thing at the time. We had a bunch of different things we had to do around the house. There were a bunch of house chores that had to be done. The kids had exam this week. I have every excuse in the world. None of them are worth a crap. I did not take my family to church to worship Jesus on Sunday. Why? Staying home was easier. I didn't want to take 2 hours, get dressed, go to church. Then you'd feel like you got to do lunch afterwards. It was just easier to stay home. The path of least resistance. So we're all susceptible to this. But societies themselves are susceptible to this. And if you're not careful, you will find your entire country has embraced it. When you feel like things have rotted around you, there are a ton of, there's a bunch of different directions we can go, but let's just talk about this. I'm going to talk to you about one company. All right, we'll make it up. It's Jesse's Burgers. We've done this company before. Jesse's Cheeseburgers, okay? Jesse's Cheeseburgers is a huge company. I, of course, am the CEO. Chris will handle the accounting. That'd be the CFO. So Chris is a CFO. Corey, mailroom. CFO. Corey's down in the mailroom. Just an intern, unpaid. So new producer Corey is mailroom intern, probably going to get fired. All right, so that's our company. But there are 1,000 employees. So forget about me. Forget about the CEO. Forget about Jesse's Burgers. We have vice presidents. You know, there's all kinds of vice presidents in our company. Vice president of marketing. Vice president of all. Okay, so you have all these vice presidents and middle managers. And are you staying with me? Just stay with me. So let's say I have a guy, Bob. He's in charge of the buns. Bob's buns. It's Bob's buns division. And let's just say me, as the CEO of the company, I have put our company on the path for DEI. I put out public statements all the time. We're going to be more diverse than all the other cheeseburger companies. And when, what is it, June or July, the fruity month, when everyone has to run to the TV.
Why are you gay?
Oh my gosh. We do big gay awareness. It's just a big, it's a big gay fest. We bust out the pink feather boas and we dance in the parking lot. It's gay this, you name it. Black Lives Matter, we're all in. Abortion, oh, we love abortion. Okay, so we're that kind of company. That's the direction I've pushed this company in. Now, I still say I want profits. I still say I want great sales. I want great Jesse Kelly cheeseburgers. But I've also encouraged diversity and equity and inclusion. That's what I do at Jesse's Burgers. Well, let's go to Bob and Bob's Buns. Bob? He's looking for a new manager, you see. His last manager flaked out, took a job at McDonald's or something. He needs a new bun guy or girl. And he interviews a bunch of candidates. He narrows it down to two different candidates. One of them is a white dude. He's a white dude. The other one is black, gay, and a woman. So one's a white dude, and the other one's a black lesbian. Now, Bob, in charge of the buns division, he knows he needs to make great buns. But also, he does want to be VP one day. He wants to be VP. So, if you're Bob, what do? Talk about that in a moment. Before we discuss that, let's discuss where we're going economically. You don't need me to insult your intelligence by telling you inflation's bad. Anyone who's bought anything in the past few years knows inflation is bad. But what does that mean? What do we do with our money? Well, what are the experts doing? What are the nation states doing? What are the finance giants who know all the ins and outs? What are they doing? They're buying real estate. As fast as they can hoover it up, they're buying real estate. Go look up how much real estate BlackRock has bought in the past few years. You need to get involved in real estate. We're talking about generating consistent tax-free income for you. You might retire on this. Pass it down to your children. Ah, Jesse, I don't know what I'm doing. Congratulations, neither do I. Done For You Real Estate does. I don't need to know what I'm doing. I have Done For You Real Estate. They handle everything for you. The closing, they find the property. They handle the rental process. They do it all. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. If you put in the promo code Jesse, you even get a free book of theirs, Micro Wins to Millions. It's an amazing book, and it's free. Why not do that? Doneforyoujesse.com, promo code Jesse. We'll talk more about this company and what it means for us as a country next.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail at 877-377-4373. We're discussing how Kamala Harris could rise to this level. Why do so many people, so many dirtballs, why are they in high levels of power? Why does it feel like things in society are rotting around us, more expensive, less quality? And we're discussing something right now that's separate from that, kind of. A company I just made up, Jesse's Burgers. It's a company, 1,000 employees, a bunch of different divisions, and Bob is in charge of the buns division. I'm the CEO of Jesse's Burgers. I'm a huge commie-loving DEI freak, and I've made it known to my company that that's the direction I want the company to go. Now, Bob, he's in charge of the buns. He needs a new manager for the bun factory. He has in front of him a white dude and a black lesbian woman. he can A, choose the white dude. Let's say for the sake of our scenario here, the white dude is just better qualified at his job. He's worked there longer, has sharper ideas, harder worker. He's just better really in every measurable way. Or he can hire the black lesbian woman. Well, for you, it would be a no-brainer. Just hire the dude who's better. Wouldn't matter what color they are. But you see, the company is on a different path. And Bob, he wants to rise. Human beings are ambitious. And they will generally not choose the right thing. They'll choose the selfish thing. We are all selfish beings, you, me, and everyone else. And we will always choose, back to our subject, the path of least resistance. If I'm Bob, I'm going to hire the black lesbian woman, not because she's better for the buns, not because she's better for the company, but because she's the easiest hire. You see, if I hire the white dude, there's a chance, not zero, the black woman immediately goes to social media and calls me a member of the KKK. There's a chance one of the various commie activist groups will pick up her story. Soon, Jesse's Burgers is being sued for discrimination. Soon, it's a national media firestorm. The stock price is down. Bob's getting fired. It's a disaster. Why? Because the squeaky wheel I didn't hire chose to make a lot of noise. See, that's the path of a lot of resistance. But if I'm Bob and I just go hire the black female lesbian and I shaft the white dude who may be more qualified for it, where is the trouble going to come for me? Sure, the factory may not run as well. The buns won't be quite as high a quality. But me, I'm Bob. I want to be a vice president. I want to be on the board of directors one day. What I don't want is when they open the books and they're trying to decide if they're going to promote Bob, I don't want this huge black mark in my employee file that says, hey, couple years ago, Bob was accused of racism. He bypassed a black woman for a promotion, and she said he said some racist things to her. No one heard it, but he said that, or she said that he said some racist things to her. And look, I know we're considering Bob for VP, but does everyone see this in the file? Do we want this kind of heat as a company? And when Bob is making that hiring decision about his new buns manager, Bob will know that. And Bob will choose the path of least resistance. He'll just sacrifice the quality of the buns, sacrifice the bottom line of the company so he doesn't get sued and so he doesn't ruin his life. Now expand that beyond some stupid company I just made up in my head. Expand that to an entire country. That exact scenario I just laid out for you about the fake cheeseburgers is happening in your military every day. Did you know that? White candidates passed up on purpose for the sole reason they don't want the black one to make a bunch of noise. They don't want the gay one to accuse them of something, because then me, the colonel, looking to get a star on my shoulder one day, then I know if I've already been accused of racism, it may cost me that. Oh, that's right, Chris. I remember all the articles. The Air Force is trying to get rid of white people. We have the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs on camera talking about how we need to black this place up a whole lot more. Look, all these things sound civil rightsy and genuine and nice and making things more equitable. But what we've done to an entire country, military included, is we have incentivized ruining things instead of incentivizing making things better. And once you choose that path as a country, the path of least resistance. Once that's the path you go down, you are doomed for lower and lower quality. You want to know two things that are connected you don't think are connected? You want to know why, when I was a child, for most of my life, the stewardesses on the airline were lovely, pleasant human beings who just wanted to make your flight better, and now you have some commie hag screaming at you to pull your mask up? You know, there's a connection between that and the gay couple picture you had on the Delta sign on the way up the jetway. The company chose a different path. You choose that path long enough, everything around you rots. That's the way it is. Get your T levels up. We got a lot of work to do in this country. We have a lot of work to do. In fact, we'll discuss Dome and her talk about Glocks and guns, and we'll discuss Florida. But first, we're talking about your T levels. We're talking about Choctober, baby. Male vitality stack month of the year and female vitality stack. I should note, during Choctober, everything on Chalk has the biggest sale you will ever see. I have all the testimonials from you. I've read them all on the air. I feel like $1 million. Jesse, this is the best decision I ever made. Jesse, my T levels are through the roof. Jesse, my mood is so much better. Jesse, my energy. How many more people do you need to tell you? It's Choctober. If you've been waiting, I don't want to spend the money, it's too expensive. Right now is the time. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go get a subscription in Choctober and save money for life. The savings are for life. Choc.com, promo code Jesse. Or call them, text them. 50-CHOC-3000. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Now, let's dig into something we talked about a little bit earlier. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I want to get to some emails, but just remember, the communist, the destruction is intentional. Every action he takes is about destroying things. Every word he speaks is about stopping you from stopping him. Maybe he's going to try to manipulate you to get you on his side. Maybe he's going to try to just kind of lessen your opposition towards him. But every action is about destruction. Every word is about calming you down about the whole thing. Dome, she's decided she's going to go with the I'm a gun owner thing. They love this. I'm a gun owner. I hunt. You'd heard Tim Walz say it all the time. I hunt. Hey, Dome, what kind of gun do you own?
You recently surprised people when you said that you are a gun owner. And then if someone came into your house...
That was not the first time I've talked about it. That's not the first time I've talked about it.
So what kind of gun do you own, and when and why did you get it?
I have a Glock, and I've had it for quite some time. And, I mean, look, Bill, my background is in law enforcement. And so there you go.
Have you ever fired it?
Yes. Of course I have. At a shooting range? Yes, of course I have.
Yeah, Kamala Harris doesn't own a Glock. She doesn't own a gun. She's probably never fired a gun. She's saying that because she's completely underwater with every gun owner in America, as she should be. She's trying to break off enough of their votes that she can get elected. And if she was ever able to do so, confiscate every single one of your guns so they can send the government to hurt you whenever you don't do what they want. It's really that simple. But they understand they can't campaign that way. They get real honest when they're back in the safety of California. Oh, I hate guns. Confiscate all of them. Arrest gun owners. And then you start running for president and you realize it's not that kind of a country. So you have to do the, I own a Glock. I've shot it before at a shooting range. I've had it for a while with my Glock. I'm a Glock guy. Why do they say that? Well, they're trying to destroy. They're trying to take away your rights. They're trying to take away your guns. They've always wanted the freedom to hurt you. Your guns prevent them from doing that in a way they really want to. They understand they can't run that as a campaign ad. Give me your guns so I can hurt you. Instead, they have to do something different. So now you get the, I own a Glock. Gosh, these freaking people. Speaking of Tim Walz, he's on a press tour too, and it didn't go any better than Dome's
did. You said, I'm a knucklehead at times. And I think you were referring to the time that you said that you were in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square unrest when you were not.
Yeah.
Is that kind of misrepresentation, isn't that more than just being a knucklehead?
I think folks know who I am, and I think they know the difference between someone expressing emotion, telling a story, getting a date wrong rather than a pathological liar like Donald Trump.
But I think it comes down to the question of whether you can be trusted to tell the truth.
Yeah, well, I can. I think I can. I will own up to being a knucklehead at times.
Oh, boy, this campaign, man, it is. Look, like I said, I know it's no comfort. I know you hate when I say it, but maybe I'm trying to talk myself into it, but I am comfortable with this election. I obviously am highly invested in Trump winning, them losing. I really want this to happen. I care about my country. I really, really am. I'm all in, and I'm hopeful we're going to win. But maybe the American people are too dumbed down. Maybe we've brought in too many newcomers. Here's a headline. Nearly 1 million foreign nationals flocked to the U.S. for asylum in 2023, shattering the all-time record. Maybe we're gone. Maybe we are. But for whatever reason, maybe the cheating's too bad. For whatever reason, if November comes and the American people run to the polls and vote for that, we deserve what's coming. I know that doesn't apply to you specifically, so it's no little comfort. I don't deserve it. You'll get a whole bunch of that. I don't deserve it. Well, we don't live in a dictatorship where you get to decide or where I get to decide. Everyone gets to decide together, and we're surrounded by morons. So that's kind of how it goes. Dear Sultan of the Segway, my sister and I just returned from a week in D.C. We saw all the important stuff, Smithsonian, White House, Capitol, etc. Everything is definitely flavored with the same seasoning. How slavery and civil rights affect everything. It was disgusting. Thanks for your book. It really opened my eyes about the world. And once you understand this, there is no going back to complacency. Her name is Kathleen. Look, once you understand why they go after history the way they do too. And I do talk about that in the book, but I talk about it here on the show. I mean, it's in my book. the Anti-Communist Manifesto. But let's discuss it, because I don't expect you to go out and buy it. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Why do they do that? Because they've did it. They've done it to everything in D.C. Believe it or not, if you go visit Thomas Jefferson's home, George Washington's home, these used to be sacred places where you would go learn about the man and his background. Go see what they've done to Jefferson's home. The commies took over the trust, and now the entire thing is about slaves, slavery. Slaves, can't believe we had slaves. Like the entire, it's not even a celebration of Jefferson. Nothing. It's a, man, what a racist piece of trash. I can't believe how racist the people are. Race and slavery and race and the entire thing. Why do they do that? Is it because they're so understanding? Is it because they're so kind and they believe in equality? No. The communist will worm his way into your classroom, into your history. He will do these things to shatter your history for you, because your history is what ties you to your foundation. The communists cannot have you tied to a foundation of freedom and country and sovereignty. He can't have you tied to really being a citizen. So he must destroy, muddy up, ugly up everything that came before you. Thus, you will have no affinity for your history. Ah, this country is just an evil, racist, genocidal place. And once he gets that mindset into you, then he can build for you whatever future he wants to build. This is not unique to America's communists. This is how communists have operated every single place they've taken power. Lenin, Stalin, they were renaming the streets, the public parks after themselves. Pol Pot took over in Cambodia and declared it was year zero. What a weird thing. Why would he say year zero? Because, as he said, nothing that came before this matters. You have no history as Cambodians. There is nothing. There is only now. This future, this horrific future of death and murder that I have brought to you here. In China, Mao dug up the graves, burnt up the libraries, did everything he could to wreck an incredible history of China. People don't really appreciate how much awesome history is in China. Why did all these communists do these things? For the exact same reason the communists got into Thomas Jefferson's home and told everyone in America all he was a slave owner. If they can destroy your history, if they can unmoor you, unchain you from your history, then you will be much more easy to sway you to their disgusting, demonic future they have planned for you. The communist, it may be the most damaging thing he ever got his filthy fingers involved in. It was history. You think your child is being destroyed by their social studies teacher? Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. Very likely your child's being destroyed by his history teacher, teaching them all the wrong history. Anyway, let's do some more emails before we get back to Dome versus DeSantis, Hurricane Milton, Hillary Clinton's a commie, and more. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, an amazing Tuesday. In fact, we get to some voicemails, some emails in a moment. I do have to say, I did something mean to my mom. I couldn't help myself. So this morning, I told you earlier in the show, my folks are coming to town, see the fam, hang out, that kind of stuff. We got on this group text, which is nothing worse than a group text, but we get on this group text this morning, me, my old man, wife, just coordinating travel, when you get into the airport, when do we pick you up, that kind of stuff. Well, my folks are older. Obviously, I'm 43, 70, give or take. My mom, we were asking, hey, what's your flight info? When do you get in? I'm sure she just didn't have her glasses on or fat-fingered something. Instead of just texting over the flight number or when they arrive, she pulls out the paper, the piece of paper where they have the itinerary on. And instead of even just taking a picture of that, which that alone would have been kind of funny, and I've done that kind of thing, but that alone would have been funny, she takes a little, like, 5-second video
of the picture with the itinerary on it. And of course, I'm merciless about it. Thanks for the video, Mom. That was super helpful. And then the wife has to jump in. Ob steps in. I'm sorry about him. So on and so forth. She just texted me. Just now, my mom did. Texted the group. She said, we landed in Houston. So during the commercial break, Chris was asking what I was doing. I took a piece of white paper and I wrote welcome to Houston on it. And I took a 5-second video of the paper and I sent it back to her. I can't wait to see how this lands. What? That's funny. It's fine. It's funny. Everyone knows that's funny. I'm getting back to the emails. Let's do some voicemails. Maybe you can leave us a voicemail. 877-377-4373.
Hey, Hefe. Happy Medal of Honor Monday from Brody in Atlanta. I was just calling you to let you know that I'm training my dog to drop deuces in yards with Kamala Harris signs. Of course, I don't pick it up. I'm waiting for somebody to challenge me so I can tell them, hey, you voted for this, or let's make America like San Francisco. Let the bar eat.
Look, that is wrong. It's wrong, and it's not at all funny to let your dog poop in a dirty lib's yard. And that is not the kind of thing that would ever happen in my neighborhood. We definitely don't have the token Democrat everyone hates in my neighborhood. And that's definitely not the lawn where occasionally people will throw beer cans on a Friday or Saturday night when they drive by. And it's definitely not the lawn everyone encourages their dog to go poop in. That's something that would never fly with me. Anyway, let's get back to the emails. Jesse, being a smooth woman whisperer, much like yourself, what are your thoughts on this? Obviously, we know the commies use terms like abortion is healthcare and reproductive rights. But more importantly, these soft terms, if you will, are targeted at more moderate women, the fabled suburban woman who might actually vote Republican and change elections if not for how this one is framed. Why isn't the right's only answer to every abortion question, abortion is not birth control? Every time they're asked about anything to do with the subject on stage or interview, the response should be abortion is not birth control. It's a simple truth. It's easy to process for norms, but also, so anyway, go on, so on and so forth. He says his name is Andrew. All right. Abortion is not birth control. Look, that's fine. I actually don't mind the strategy at all either, but this subject is a very, very difficult subject because there are a lot of different things about it. One, when people email in and they'll call in and people have yelled at me before because I'm so passionately pro-life, they will say, Jesse, you need to shut up about this. This is the kind of thing that costs us elections. Those people are not wrong. They're not. Americans love abortion. American women across party lines love abortion. They have been taught to love abortion. Even in red states like Ohio, they are enshrining abortion into law. Abortion being bad for our general elections, that's true. When you yell that at me, it's true. You heard me vent my frustration with Melania the other day for putting out some pro-abortion book a month before the election. We can't be talking about that right now. When you yell at me that it costs us elections, that's true. Now, when I argue back, a baby's life is more important than any election, I'm also right. I'm also correct. But abortion is so difficult for the same reason many of our problems are difficult. They are bigger, much more ominous. It's probably not the word I want, but it really is. The problems are bigger and more ominous than one election or one candidate or one term, reproductive rights or abortion's not birth control. Cultural issues are huge and complicated, and they take a long time to change. We have a culture that loves abortion. We can talk all day long about which term we should use. Should we ban this? Don't ban that. Do we want our presidential candidate to embrace it, avoid it? These are all valid arguments. You, me, we can have a beer and we can have this argument and that'd be fine. We'll both probably be right. You know, we'll have differences of opinion, but we'll both probably be right. But one thing that is not an opinion, one thing is a fact. abortion, that we love abortion, is a cultural rot. It's an evil, demonic problem that has to change. That's a fact. And another fact is that's going to take time, energy, effort. American women loving to murder their babies is not something they just woke up and decided on one day. It took years and years and years and dollars and energy and effort to push American women into this place mentally, where now American women will legitimately feel like they're being oppressed if they don't get to pop their baby's head off and flush it down the toilet. That's where we are. That takes years to solve. It took years to poison the souls of our women to get us to this place. It will take years, decades, to get us back to where we should be. I actually don't hate your idea about the terms and trying to soften it, but it's going to take a long time. Roe versus Wade, good point, Chris. Roe versus Wade, 50 years ago. That's 50 years of indoctrination. You want to solve it. I want to solve it in 5 minutes. You don't change 50 years of indoctrination in 5 minutes. All right. Let's talk about Dome versus DeSantis, Hurricane Milton, Joe Biden dumped on Kamala again. Maybe not by accident. Before we do that, let's talk about Pure Talk. You will notice how clear the Pure Talk voicemails are. I think maybe you think when you switch to Pure Talk because it costs so much less, my bill got cut in half. I think maybe when you think, when I talk about switching, you think that maybe you're going to sacrifice coverage. I don't want to drop calls. I can't drop calls. I've had two calls drop today, neither of them by me, both of them T-Mobile customers. My coverage got better when I switched to Pure Talk. Better. I can make phone calls in my living room now. I never could before. Pick up your phone, switch to the cell phone company that shares and promotes your values. Switch to Pure Talk. It's easy. You save money. And you can feel good about paying your cell phone bill. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.